This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
It is 11 a.m. on Thursday, which means it is time for Two Tickets, Please.
Yes, it is. We're back.
We are episode two. So back for episode two today. And there's no music at the beginning of this one.
Thank the Lord. We apologize for
we apologize.
There being music in the background for the first half of the last episode. We won't have that today.
We will not.
So maybe you can actually hear us for the first half.
You should be able to hear us really well, actually.
Yeah.
So I want to take a second real quick before we like dive right into the episode. I want to shout out our one listener in Argentina.
Yeah, we've gone international already.
So we take the radio show and we post it on podcast platforms. And on those podcast platforms, we have one listener in Argentina. So
that's
awesome. Two Tickets, Please is now an international podcast.
Shout out that one guy in Argentina. I hope you're listening.
Thank you.
That's hilarious.
Very much for that. So today, we're gonna go. We got 6 segments.
Six, wow.
We're going to talk about recent movies we've seen recently.
Yes, I love that segment.
We're gonna have a brand new segment.
Yes, we will.
A brand new segment. The Oscar nominees.
Yeah, we're gonna talk a lot about the Oscars today.
Yeah, and we're gonna have our own brand new segment, which is
we'll get there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You know what? Let's just dive right into recent movies we've seen recently. Which one do you want to talk about first?
We can talk about the most recent movie we've actually seen in theaters, which was Den of Thieves, Pantera.
Yeah, Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. We just saw this in theaters. What?
Yeah, you can tell we're kind of desperate to go see movies when this is what we're...
Whoa.
I know you liked it.
Well, I liked the second half of it.
Yeah.
And I love the first one.
Well, yeah, this just kind of shows how little movies are coming out.
That's the main
thing we have to talk about for recent movies we've seen recently.
Yeah, I just have the first hour is poorly paced and it's really slow. For a majority of the film, the plot is uninspired and predictable, which is so unlike the first film because the first film has you guessing the whole time. The heist is definitely very interesting. And then the ending, even though it was still very unsatisfying for me.
Yeah.
Because Nick and Donnie talked in prison after Nick set them up, but it's still not what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
And sets up third movie that's going to take another 8 years.
Quick synopsis of the movie, because most people probably haven't seen it.
That's true.
Well, it's the second Den of Thieves. It's like a heist movie. But you remember the first one a lot better than I did. But this one's in like France, and they're like, it's like this team of guys trying to rob the like diamond place in France, and that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much. But like, what it's really missing from the first one is like the cat and mouse action, because in the first movie, you're seeing both sides of the heist. You see the cops and the actual, like, heist team work side by side. And then you see the banter in between because they know they're going to do something. They don't know when or what. And so it's, like, this crazy experience. So that about sums up Den of Thieves 2. If I could redo the movie experience, I would probably be asking for one ticket.
I was going to say that.
You were?
Yes, I was going to say that.
Well, you could do the next one.
dang it.
I don't know if I'll agree with you on the next one. Thank you, Grandpa, for that suggestion. I decided to use that today.
If I could say my favorite part of Den of Thieves 2
yeah.
is when our character Nick, who's like a cop that then joins the heist team because like, yeah.
Yeah.
At one point, there's like a party scene. And he says to Ice Cube's son, who is the main character of the movie, yep, he says, yep. F the police,
yeah,
which is pretty funny.
That is
Ice Cube song.
A crazy reference to the NWA song.
So I laughed at that.
I did too.
But this movie was just kind of okay. Yeah. And like we don't need to talk about that much because it's not like groundbreaking or anything.
No. It's not like the first one. But that is quite possibly the greatest reference of 2025 so far.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's only been a month. All right.
what's next?
Well, you wanna start us off on Challengers? Because I really don't have that much to say.
Yeah. Another movie. Well, it came out.
Yeah.
Not recently.
It came out within the last year.
Well, yeah, it came out this past year.
Yeah.
But I don't remember when.
Yeah.
But
both of us
watched this movie in the last week.
I watched it last night.
I thought it was really good, and I told you to watch it, and I haven't heard your thoughts yet, but I really enjoyed it for, like, no reason. It's kind of weird in a lot of scenes. Yeah.
That seems to be a lot of people's, like, consensus of it, like, they really enjoyed it, and it's kind of weird, but I didn't.
You didn't what?
Enjoy it.
Okay.
It was... I actually, like, stopped watching for a little bit.
Oh, no.
I actually, like... No, like, I actually, like, paused it with, like, 30 minutes left.
Okay.
And, like, took a break.
Okay.
And then went back to it. Like...
Yeah. Why? Why didn't you like it?
It was... It's not bad. Mm-hmm. It's, A, not really exactly my thing.
Yeah.
And, B, it's the weirdest and only tennis movie I've ever seen.
I mean, yeah.
So that's all I have to say about it. I'm not gonna...
I mean, I think it's good. I think the acting's really good. And it's kind of just a movie about really horrible people. All
yeah,
of them
so
suck.
Fair. Yeah, absolutely.
Zendaya and the two guys are, like, the worst. Actually, Art Donaldson, Zendaya's husband in the movie, is not that bad.
He does nothing,
and then, like, the other two just suck.
Yeah, he doesn't really do a whole lot, and then just gets absolutely flamed.
She's yeah, like, he does.
I'm gonna leave you for him if you lose to him in the tennis.
Oh, I know. Zendaya was the worst.
It's awful.
Well, like, she was great in the movie, but her character's the worst, which
yeah.
shows
well,
that
I
she
mean,
was great.
I guess that means she did yeah. a good job.
I don't know why I liked it, especially, like, the last scene. With the whole signal they have, and then, like, the soundtrack is so good. The
soundtrack, I will agree, is really
it's
good.
It's so good. And, yeah. like, the cinematography I thought was actually really good, but especially for a tennis movie. Like, when the camera became the ball and they're, like, hitting it back
yeah.
and forth,
no, that's
I thought
awesome.
That was so cool.
That is the craziest tennis movie, like, ever, dude.
I don't know why I liked it a lot. I thought it was really fun.
I think, like, a lot of people really liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen stuff that everyone's sad it was snubbed from the Oscars, which we'll talk about later, but, like...
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was great.
It's not bad. I'll finish with that.
Yeah, I did think... I obviously enjoyed it a lot more than you did, just because I thought it was fun.
Yeah,
and also kind of weird, but I like the story.
That's true. All right.
And I thought the acting of pretty much all the main characters were actually, like, really good.
Yeah. Oh, the acting, yeah, it was all good. Yeah.
Go watch Challengers, just not with your parents.
It's on Prime.
It is on Prime. It's good. It's just, like, weird. It's, like, sometimes. I mean, there's some weird scenes.
Yeah.
But, like, overall, it's good.
Okay.
I
think that's a good concept.
I was watching in my dorm room, and I was like, I hope no one walks in right now. Like, a couple times.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, how do I explain this?
Yeah.
It's a tennis movie.
You watch it by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah,
I did.
I did too. I was like, please, nobody.
Well, actually, I watched it. I watched it at my like desk in my room while playing College Football 25.
Oh.
But I was locked in. I had my AirPods in. I was just listening to the movie and just like mindlessly playing a game in the background. But halfway through, I stopped playing and just locked in because I thought it was that good. Because okay. I didn't expect to like it, so I was like, I'm gonna do something else while I watch it, and then I walked in because it was good.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, that concludes recent movies we've seen recently.
That does conclude
recent movies. Not much has come out recently.
Yeah, not a whole lot. We'll get some more when we get to film forecast a little down the line. But indeed. Speaking of challengers getting snubbed from the Oscars, let's talk about the Oscar, just specifically the Best Picture nominees.
Is this a brand new segment?
This is a brand new segment!
This segment's called the Oscar nominees.
Our great segment naming is back again.
It's so good.
We're so good at this. So I thought that we should go down the list of the 9 Best Picture nominees and each say whether or not we've seen the movie.
Oh no.
And if we haven't seen the movie, can we even say what it's about?
Yeah, I think for some of these I can.
Okay. Well, for the first one, let's just say if we've seen it or not.
Okay, just gotta go down like rabbit fire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anora.
I have not seen
it. I haven't seen it. Conclave.
I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it. The Brutalist.
I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it. A Complete Unknown.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I know you have.
Dune Part 2.
I watched it last night.
I watched it last March.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it since. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've both seen that one. First one.
Emilia Perez.
I thank God I haven't seen it.
I don't want to. Nope, I haven't seen it. Don't want to. I'm Still Here. I
haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it, and not just that, I couldn't even tell you what it's about.
I couldn't tell you what a few of these are about already.
Yeah. Nickel Boys.
I have no idea. I haven't seen it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, nope, me neither. And Wicked.
I've seen it.
I've also seen Wicked.
Yeah. So I've seen 2 and you've seen 3.
Yeah.
Out of the 9 Oscar nominations.
Out of the 9 Oscar nominations. Oh, God,
how on earth do we have a podcast about films?
I don't think this one's on us, actually.
Honestly, yeah, like,
because I was going to say, last year I had seen most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd seen Oppenheimer, I don't even remember what last year's were, but I remember Oppenheimer, The Holdovers, American Fiction, yeah. Anatomy of a Fall, like, I had seen all of those.
Mm. And yeah, this year just kind of, I haven't seen most of these, and most of them I don't want to see.
Yeah. Agreed. And so that's why we decided that we would have another brand new segment called Our Own Oscars.
Brand new segment.
Brand new segment.
Do we want to talk anymore about the actual...
Do you think we should?
Oscars? Well, yeah, like going down the list, I genuinely don't know what a bunch of these are even about.
I know like Conclave's like a Pope movie.
Okay.
The Brutalist is like... your average.
Well, I've seen the trailer for like 100 times and I have no idea what it's about.
I think it's like American Dream-esque movie.
It looks like Oscar bait and I don't want to see it.
A Complete Unknown, the biopic on Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I want to see that just because you said it's good.
Fantastic. I love that movie. Dune Part 2, we all know. Paul Atreides and his story.
Yeah.
That's
what most people want to win, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I think I want to... Based on these nominees, I think I want A Complete Unknown to win.
Yeah.
Out of this group.
Mm-hmm. And then Emilia Perez, holy cow!
Yeah, I just know it's a bad musical.
I haven't heard one good thing about this movie.
I haven't either. When I saw it was nominated for an Oscar, I actually looked on Letterboxd. It has currently a 2.4.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
Which is below 50%.
That's so insane.
It has like a 70-something critic score on Rotten Tomatoes, but a 22% audience score.
22 for Rotten being Tomatoes. Nominated for like the most Oscars ever.
Yeah. It's
I haven't seen anything good said about this movie. I just see people hate on it all the time.
Yeah.
And it seems justified.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Because like, sometimes there's like average movies that seem like Oscar bait that are nominated for things, but this movie just looks like a horrible movie that Absolutely. Got nominated for a lot of things.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to win a bunch of things.
Probably.
And like, it looks horrible. The only clip I've seen from the movie is that one song about like, the like sex change song.
Yeah.
Are we for real?
I guess so.
My high school theater did better than that.
Yeah.
And, like, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's not even, like, there's, like, so many things I hate about it. This is the one scene I've seen from the movie. And it's, like, the singing is, first of all, terrible.
Yeah, it's like Joaquin Phoenix and
it's
Joker
awful.
2.
It's awful. It's just, like, they're talking with, like, weird levels in their voice that sounds bad.
Yeah.
And even the topic of the song. What are we talking about?
What are we doing here?
I don't know. I guess that's the plot of the movie?
I couldn't even tell you.
But, like, Yeah, everyone I've heard that's ever talked about this movie hates it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, we suck as film majors because I've seen two of the nine.
I really don't think it's our fault.
I know,
actually.
I know. But that's crazy. I've seen like none of the movies for the Oscars. Like I don't really care about the Oscars usually, anyways.
Yeah.
Because like, but it's fun to talk about.
I agree. I care if there's like a movie that. Like, I really liked in the Oscars. Like, I mm-hmm. really liked A Complete Unknown, but, like, and I liked Dune Part 2. It was good. But
this podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Let me ask you a question. Where is Furiosa?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but you've been telling me all week about how much you love that movie.
Furiosa is my favorite of 2024. It's my favorite of the past year.
And I think most people agree with you that it was really good. And it was
where snapped. Is it? There's nothing for... Oh, I don't know my Letterboxd review, but there's nothing for, like, at least production design.
Mm-hmm.
It's done so well. Acting, Anya Taylor-Joy, Chris Hemsworth as Dementis, no adapted screenplay, no best picture. Mm-hmm. It is snubbed from everything, and it's your classic George Miller. I mean, it's epic. It's so good.
I need to watch it. You've been hyping it up. I haven't seen any of the Mad Max movies.
I have been. The last two are definitely the best, mm-hmm. but... Like, where is Furiosa on this list? It should 100% be on the list. I think it's better than all the films on the list.
Mm. Where's Craven? Craven got no Oscar nominations.
No Madame Web up here, huh?
Where's Madame Web?
I am actually Craven for better Oscar nominations.
Oh, gosh. We can't keep using the Craven show.
Dude, I think we're going to bring back Craven every episode.
Oh, please, no. Okay, well, that's what... I guess we don't really need to cover the other Oscar nominations. It's just kind of like the actors and actresses from these movies that we talked about. It's all the same.
Yeah, we don't need to go through it.
Yeah. So now we're officially in our brand new segment called Our Own Little Oscars.
Oh, mine says Our Own Oscars.
Oh, I didn't change it.
Oh.
I use your template.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's just say Our Own Oscars. I don't know why it said little.
I don't know.
Yes, serious Oscars.
So, a quick note before this. We're going to do five for each, except for animated feature and live action short film.
Well, we're only doing two categories, right?
Three.
Uh-oh. Wait. So, we have our own five for our best picture.
I have five for best picture, five for best actor, five for best actress.
Oh, wait, I did that, yeah.
Oh, and then best animated feature, and then best live action short film. Which, it's okay if you don't have yours.
No, I have mine.
Okay. I also have mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Quick preface. These are just, at least for me, and I think definitely for you, these are just my favorite movies. Like,
me too.
Just, like, not, I guess, the best ones.
I think that these five are actually all the best.
Me too, actually. But these are just purely the five movies that I had the most fun watching and I thought were fun.
Absolutely.
And then also, we did best actor and actresses. This is just, I mean... Yeah, I was just like, oh, these people were really good, and these movies that were good.
Yeah.
So,
These are my favorites. We're not dealing with all, like, supporting and stuff. Yeah. If they were good, a good actor, whether or not they were leading or supporting, they're in there.
Yeah, I didn't put hours of thought into this. This is just who I thought was cool.
Yeah.
Here we go. All
right.
Do you want to do one at a time for Best Picture?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go first.
All right, I'm going to start from number 5.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Dee Dee.
What? Wait, say it again?
Dee Dee.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
So, it's directed by Sean Wang. It's a coming-of-age film about a Taiwanese-American boy.
Mm.
And it I'm honestly surprised that it didn't get any Oscar nominations. It won some stuff at Sundance last year.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm honestly kind of surprised that it didn't. I thought it was really good. I watched it last night, and I was like, "This is definitely better than everything that is on the Oscar list." Honestly, not everything, but most stuff. Yeah, so that's my fifth one.
All right. I can just kind of put them on there in a random order, so you'll be surprised by my pick.
Okay.
should I just start with... for one of mine, I have Challengers.
I'm not surprised.
I thought it was great. out of the five, I'm going to be honest, after I was making this list, going through all the movies that I've seen 30 new movies exactly from this year.
Wow.
And, most of them are bad.
I
wasn't huge on a lot of movies this year.
Yeah, it's not. It wasn't a great year.
But here are my five. But Challengers is one of mine. Okay. I already talked about it. It's great. It's really fun.
Okay. All right. Nice. my next one is going to be Rebel Ridge.
Okay. I haven't seen that either.
I don't know if you've seen that. It is quite possibly the best Netflix movie I've ever seen.
Mm.
It has to deal with, I think it's an ex-Marine who gets, like, his cousin's bail money, because he was going to go bail out his cousin, stolen by a cop, and so he kind of has to, like, fight back,
but
non-lethally. And it's very impressive. It's very good. So I definitely think that should have gotten something.
Yes, I've not seen that. I've heard of it. another one for me. I'm going to say Twisters.
Okay.
I thought Twisters was awesome. I thought it was way better than I thought it was going to be.
I would agree with that.
I was like, tornado movie. And it was fire.
Yeah. I got to see Twisters at a drive-in theater.
That's really cool.
And so, it was in the mountains. So, it was better than I thought.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I think Glenn Powell was really cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they made a movie about tornadoes that interesting.
I know. I did a really good job with that.
And I liked it. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Nice pick. My third one, I'm going to go with Dune Part 2.
All right.
I know you don't.
Well, I'll get there.
Oh, okay. I think Dune Part 2 is great.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think it is the best film of the year, but yeah. I do think it is great. Really, it's a fun ride. Really entertaining. And, I've read some of the books, so
yeah.
I guess I would say I'm more into that world, and so getting to see it on the screen like that is impressive and awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right. next, I have Deadpool and Wolverine. I don't know why people do this with Marvel movies nowadays, where they go crazy when they come out. And then, a month later, they're like, that was trash. Everyone's, hating on this movie.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
I think it was awesome.
It was so good. Yeah. I mean, it's not insane. I don't know where I have it in my Marvel list, but it's I think it was good. And it's, definitely, one of my top five movies for the year. I thought it was awesome.
Right. I don't know about best picture worthy, but I do agree with you.
Okay, yeah. That's why I prefaced that it's just my favorite movies. No, yeah. Obviously, this would not.
Yeah, for sure.
Get nominated for Oscars.
No, I know what you mean.
But I just think it's awesome. And I had a great time watching it. Fun theater experience. I thought it was great.
Oh, absolutely. It was great. Gambit, awesome to see.
I genuinely laughed out loud at probably every joke.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm the audience. I think it was so funny.
Absolutely. And,
all the cameos and stuff, it was great.
Yeah, Gambit was the biggest highlight of that movie for me.
Yes, I've seen this movie three times. I thought it was awesome.
It's awesome. I'm going to do my second now, which is, I've talked about this, Complete Unknown.
Yes, I have.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think I talk about it quite a bit. And this is also coming from a Bob Dylan fan.
Mm-hmm.
I love his music. And so, it's great. I really can't talk about it because you haven't seen it, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's none, it's good.
It's good. It's Bob Dylan.
It's not exactly it's not the type of ending you would expect from a film like that, but
yeah.
It is very good.
Yeah, I need to watch it. Next for me, I have two left. I'm gonna say Transformers 1.
That's so valid though.
It's so good.
It is so good.
Go see it. It's awesome.
You need to watch this movie.
Another movie. Almost every movie on my list were not movies I expected to be good.
Yeah.
I saw this was coming out and I was like, all right. First of all, whoever made the trailer and the marketing, fire them.
Yeah, they did not do a good job.
Because the trailer looks like the most basic, like, fun kids movie ever.
Yeah.
And then I went and saw this just because I like Transformers and I felt the need to see it. And it was so fire. It was so good. Like, genuinely, the characters are so good. And, like the plot and the story is so good. And the world is really cool. We haven't really seen Transformers movies that, like, take place on Cybertron before.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's amazing.
I love this movie.
I don't know how. Yeah, there's got to be in my top five. It's great. It's so fun.
It is awesome.
It's one of those movies I was, like, thinking about it days after. And, like,
absolutely.
I was re-interested in Transformer stuff.
I thought about it so much that I went and saw it again.
Yes, I did see it twice.
Yeah,
please make Transformers 2.
I want it to be called Transformers 1, 2. Please make it.
Transformers 1, Part 2.
Let it happen. Please.
This movie's great. I was
so,
like,
good.
I was worried with the voice acting. I was like, Chris Hemsworth. But he killed it.
He did such a good job.
And he wasn't even the best voice. I'll get there later.
Yeah. Oh.
This movie was awesome. All right. There you go. That's it. Your last one.
Furiosa, Mad Max Saga. Yes. I'm not even going to preface this with anything. I talked about it earlier. It's snubbed from everything. It is the best film of the year.
All right.
There's not a doubt to that in my mind. It's better. Actually, I'm not going to get there quite yet.
Oh.
But it is very good, and I think it deserves so much more than what it got. That's all I'm going to say about it, because you need to see this movie.
I do.
The camera work, the production design, it's all... That was weird. It is all, like, amazing. George Miller is... On the poster, it literally says, from mastermind George Miller. They're not lying. They're not lying. He is a mastermind, and he does such a good job. So, Furiosa, best film of the year.
All right. Well, yeah, you already gave us your answer. I'll give my last nominee, and then I'll give my answer. My last pick is kind of, like, my most out-of-the-box pick, which is surprising based on my other four answers already. I'm going to say... The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
No, that's awesome.
I love this movie.
That is a good movie.
I've seen it twice.
It's good.
And this was, gosh, every movie this year I was like, this looks okay. I'll go see it. And this movie was so good.
I know. I was actually excited for this one when I saw the trailer.
It was awesome.
It was great. I thought, yeah.
I like war movies and movies like that. And this movie was based on a true story, too, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I like stuff like that.
It's awesome.
And having, like, Henry Cavill and Alan Richardson was so cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think it's really fun. I think the plot's fun. I think the characters are awesome. It flows well. I think it was one of my favorite, top five,
heck
for
yeah.
sure.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. Very good. Go see it. It's so underrated.
I would agree with that. I think it's awesome.
I think it's really good. Yeah, well, that's my five. My list is very... Do we have one of the same? I don't think we did. I don't think we had a single same.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
We don't have a single same. That is crazy. That just shows what this year was like for movies, honestly. Yeah,
mine were very... You can tell I'm 19 in college based on my movies that I chose.
I actually didn't think about the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare
that's great.
When I was putting this together. If I could have a six, I think it would be my six.
Okay. But. Oh, yeah. Picking my favorite, it's hard. I actually didn't write down which one I was going to pick. I was like, I'm going to come up with it on the spot. It's hard. I don't want to say this movie just because of what it is, but I'm going to say my favorite movie of the year was Transformers 1.
Give it the Oscar. I actually can't believe it didn't get nominated, too.
The only reason I hesitate is because it's an animated movie, but it's my favorite movie
I've
seen this year.
So good.
It's incredible.
It should have been nominated for Best Animated Picture.
Was it not?
No.
I thought it... That's crazy. That's insane.
It got nothing.
They're saying there's like five or whatever better animated movies than this year.
They're capping.
Inside Out wasn't better than this. I've seen that.
Wallace and Gromit: Vengeance Most Foul. I haven't seen it, so.
That got nominated?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
That's a nominee. I haven't seen it either.
I guess like The Wild Robot, I haven't seen that either, but I've heard that's good.
Yeah.
There's no way that there's like five better than this. I think it's my favorite movie I saw this year. It's awesome. Go see it. It's
incredible. Go see it. Transformers 1. Good movie.
Perfect. Well, yeah, that's our Oscars for Best Picture.
For actor and actress, I think we do a bit of a speed round.
Oh, wait. I have to say something else from Best Picture. Obviously, there was not Dune Part 2 in my top five. Which is kind of crazy. I watched this last night in preparation because everyone in the world tells me it's like the best movie ever. It's the best movie of the year, and it's better than like Star Wars or something, which I knew I wasn't going to think that. But I watched it last night. And
thoughts?
I don't know.
You just want to leave it at that?
I saw the... No, I can't leave it at that. I saw the first Dune when it came out in theaters, and I was bored out of my mind. I'm not going to lie.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Me and like three friends saw it, and they all thought the same.
Yeah.
And I thought it was boring. I was like, this cast is stacked. This movie looks awesome. Right. And it was so boring. And this movie came out, and I thought about going to see it, but it's like 4 hours. I'm just kidding. It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes, but which is still long.
Yeah, it is.
And I just never went to see it in theaters, and then everyone in the world is like, Jackson, were you kidding me? You're a film major? How have you not seen this movie?
I actually think that's a ridiculous thing to say.
Okay, well, my entire floor says that.
Really?
And they're like, there's no way you haven't seen this movie. It's like the best movie ever. And I was like, yeah, I'll watch it. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's so good. I need to watch it. And I put it off because I don't want to watch it. And then I watched it last night, and for the first, like, 2 hours of this movie, I was genuinely bored again. I know I'm going to get so flamed, but, like, I don't care about, I think I wrote it in my Letterboxd review. I just, like, can't get behind the universe and the characters. I kind of just don't care.
Yeah.
It's kind of that simple. The universe does not interest me at all, and I feel like there was no stakes behind the characters. Like, if Paul at the end just, like, got killed and they, like, lost, I would be like, ah. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I feel like I had no attachment to any characters. A lot of the story kind of confused me. I mean, it's been a while since I saw the first one. I didn't get it, so that's probably why. But all the stuff with, like, his mom being weird and, like, she was talking to her daughter who was, like, in her belly. I just thought
this
that
is
was weird.
Only the beginning of the Dune universe.
Yeah, I probably won't watch the next one.
So much weirder. Not even in the next one. It gets further down the line. It gets a lot weirder. But I would agree with you in a sense that it's not the best movie that came out this past year.
And everyone else thinks that. And that's fine. I love that you guys loved a great movie this year.
Yeah, I think it's a great movie.
I just thought it was boring. I gave it 3.5 stars, and that was because I felt bad giving it less. I probably, like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
The last hour, after Paul drinks the, I mean, spoilers for Dune 2, I mean, you've seen
You've probably seen it at this point.
After Paul drinks, like, the living water stuff, and he, like, becomes cool, the movie's good. When he's, like, officially thinks he's, like, the Messiah or whatever.
Yeah.
And he, like, gets way cooler, and the whole fight at the end, and then, like, the fight with Fade Roth is cool. And that's, like, the last 40 minutes.
That is really cool.
But there's literally 2 hours going up to that where, like, a few things happen.
The sandworms, like, coming out of the dust cloud and going...
Yeah, that was very cool. That's what... I think the cinematography is so good. This movie is, from a film standpoint, made really well.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Absolutely.
I'm fine. Like, if it got nominated for... I think it did. Like, cinematography and stuff like that. I just didn't really get behind the story and characters and stuff. That's it. I'm going to stop.
Okay.
But I didn't love it.
I'm going to just say something real quick. I think it's great, but I also don't think it's the best movie that came out this past year.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit overhyped. Because the best movie that came out is Furiosa. All right, let's move on. And I'm still mad that it got nothing.
Yeah. I can tell.
Let's... let's... Okay, for actors and actresses, I'm thinking we'd go quick.
Okay, yeah.
We can go through our full list of actors and then say something quick about it, because we've got 25 minutes.
Okay, you go first.
All right. I'm going to start from the bottom and go up. Isaac Wang in Didi. Phenomenal performance. Didi was a really special thing to watch, and he did a phenomenal job. Next is Edward Norton in A Complete Unknown.
Hmm.
I know he's supporting, but he's really good. That's all I have to say about that. Three is Chris Hemsworth in Furiosa, and man, does he do such a good job as Dementis. The perfect villain.
Yeah.
So good. He is twisted, funny. Yeah, it's so good. He's fantastic. Pedro Pascal in Gladiator 2. The best performance from that movie.
Okay, yeah.
I think.
No, I really liked him.
And then Timothée Chalamet in A Complete Unknown. I think his performance as Bob in A Complete Unknown is better than his performance of Paul in Dune Part 2.
Really?
I do.
Okay.
And I'll probably get flamed for saying that, but that's just what I think.
Yeah.
He's great. What are your actors?
Oh, wait, do you want to say who won yours, or should I go?
Oh, do I want to pick?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to pick, but yeah.
If I would pick lead, I would pick Timothée Chalamet in A Complete Unknown. And if I had to pick a supporting also, I'd pick Chris Hemsworth in Furiosa.
Okay. Sounds good. Here are my five real quick. don't look at my screen.
Well, I'm not. Whoa.
I have Hugh Jackman in Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay, hold on. That is not a bad pick.
That is a valid take.
That is a very valid take.
He's
awesome. He is so
good. No one can play Wolverine like he can. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's
so good.
Like him and like RDJ, best cast superhero actor, like casting ever.
Yeah.
It's awesome. He's great in the movie. Perfect.
Yeah.
Brian Tyree Henry in Transformers 1 as Megatron.
That is also a very
definitely
valid.
Best voice acting of the year.
Yeah.
It's so good. His fall from like friend to enemy and stuff. It was so cool.
So good.
It's so good. He's the best part of this movie. Incredible. Josh O'Connor in Challengers. he's Patrick in Challengers. He's so good. Because, like, he sucks. He's, like, the worst. And he's amazing at it. But, like, because you're supposed to, like, this guy is the worst. And he's, like, a bad guy. And I still was almost rooting for him. Because of how charismatic and good this actor is. I think he was one of the best parts of the movie. There you go. I'm going to say Paul Mescal in Gladiator 2.
Okay.
I thought he was great.
That's not a bad pick either.
I think Pedro Pascal was awesome, but... I really like Gladiator 2. I didn't put it in my top five, but
yeah, I liked that movie
I thought it was great, and I think he did a really good job. He was cool. He was like my favorite part of the movie. And then I'm gonna say, even all the stuff I just talked about Dune Part 2, I'm gonna say Timothée Chalamet in Dune Part 2, because I can appreciate how good of an actor he is in that movie.
Yeah, no, he does a great job. I would agree with that.
If I had to choose a winner, I'm gonna say. I'm going to say Timothée Chalamet in Dune Part 2. Okay. I think he was incredible in the movie, which is like the movie is so good film-wise. I just didn't like characters and like stuff.
Yeah.
But he was good. He was really cool.
No,
great
that's
actor.
So fair. That's a good pick.
All right.
Do you want to start Best Actress?
Sure, I can start. Here we go. I kind of had to rack my brain to find five for this,
boy.
Gotta be honest.
Oh, no.
I got Scarlett Johansson in Fly Me to the Moon. Great movie, by the way. Great movie.
I haven't seen it. Should I watch it?
Yes, you should. Okay. It's very good. All right. About, like, the moon landing and if it was, like, fake or not.
That's cool.
It's great. She does a really good job.
And Channing Tatum's in it. He's great.
Yeah. Zendaya in Dune Part 2. She did a good job.
Yeah.
Actually, like, I had to find five. She didn't do that good a job. But I'm kidding. It was pretty good. I just didn't care about her character. Ariana Grande in Wicked.
That's fair.
She's really good. She plays the character perfectly. It was really good.
I had a few problems, but...
Okay.
I
don't feel that strongly about anything Wicked.
She didn't do bad. The only thing I feel strongly about on Wicked is it does not deserve a Best Picture nominee.
I mean, probably not, but it's good.
It's not bad.
Florence Pugh in We Live in Time. Have you seen that?
I have not.
It's a romance with her and Andrew Garfield. And she doesn't really... I just kind of like... okay, like this movie, but
yeah.
She was really good in it.
Nice.
And then I have a second Zendaya nomination in Challengers.
I saw that coming, I'm not going to lie.
And I'm going to say that's my favorite. I'm going to say Zendaya wins for Zendaya and Challengers are the best actress of the year for me.
Nice, nice. I bet you could guess who I'm going to have.
I think I could.
Yeah, but I'm just going to go through my five anyway. Jodie Comer in The Bike Riders. I don't know if you ever saw The Bike Riders.
I did not.
But that is a good movie. Mm. Emily Blunt in The Fall Guy.
I thought about putting that.
Come on. She was great. That movie was honestly so great.
It was pretty good.
She was great, too. Zendaya in Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
This is me putting that because I did not want to put Zendaya Challengers.
Why not?
I don't. She was good, but I don't know. I still don't really know how I feel about Challengers.
Yeah.
Elle Fanning in A Complete Unknown. Okay. She plays Sylvie, and she's phenomenal. It makes the movie that much better. And then this is my winner, just so you know. Okay. This is my winner. Anya Taylor-Joy in Furiosa, Mad Max Saga. How is she not nominated normally? It's so good. I don't understand. I'll never understand. so that's my best actress.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Our next category is best animated feature, and we just each chose one.
We each chose one.
It's pretty obvious what it's going to be.
Transformers 1. Heck yeah.
Easily.
There's no question about it.
Not even anything to say.
Nope. We've already talked about it.
By far the best.
And I think we have the best live action short film. Just full disclaimer, this is not us being serious.
I know, I'm completely serious.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. I am dead serious.
Best short film of the year is Frostfight.
100%.
Go watch it.
Go watch Frostfight. Man, that's the fourth time we've talked about
Frostfight. Keep plugging our short film.
Go watch it. Best short film of the year.
Okay, that's our Oscars.
That's our Oscars.
Come make fun of us on our Instagram.
Yeah.
At Two Tickets, Please.
Go give us comments because then we don't get anything if you do.
Okay.
Make fun of us.
Go make fun of my picks and
or my
Two Tickets, Please Instagram.
Yeah.
All right. What do we have next?
We got Film Forecast.
Film Forecast.
Which we're going to go through returning pretty quick segment. Here. We're going to start with Mickey 17. Trailer recently came out. What are your thoughts?
It looks good. Robert Pattinson's cool. Yeah. It looks fun. I've never heard of this movie or like something before it. And it looks like a new take on like a sci-fi thing that we haven't seen. And I think it looks fun.
I think it looks amazing. I will be seated in theaters to watch it. And
I'll probably be with you.
You probably will. That's really all we can say about like each film forecast film. Like, we're like, looks good.
Yeah,
next
pretty
one.
Much.
Like, literally every time.
it looks really good, though.
It does.
It's kind of out of nowhere. I didn't know it was coming out even this year. And
I
it's,
did.
Like, soon. So, it
I
looks
did.
Fun.
I
oh,
heard Bong Joon-ho sci-fi, and I said, I'll wait for
you
that.
You said I'm in.
That sounds fire.
Heck, yeah. This is not a film, but...
We can talk about this anyway.
We can talk about it. And let us know if you want us to talk about future shows like this. Invincible Season 3 is coming out.
It is.
Soon. I just want to say, this show is so good that I bought the like comic book.
Oh, yeah, you did.
That's if you know me, I don't really read much. And I asked for this for Christmas because it's that good.
Yeah.
The show is incredible. And it's so good.
What comic did you get?
I just got the first one.
The first compendium?
Yes.
The first,
which includes all of these seasons.
Yeah.
Because it's a very long comic series.
It is. I have all 144 issues.
Oh, my gosh. But this series is just so good. It's definitely, like, try it out. Like, you might not like it. Like, it's a certain audience. But it's, like, absolutely. If you have any interest in, like, cool animation and, like, cool characters and, like, superheroes, kind of, and, like, just a good story, it's perfect. It's
I'm awesome. Not going to lie. I thought you were going to stop at cool.
Oh, my God.
If you have any interest in cool.
If you have any interest in just cool. I mean, honestly, yeah. That's what I should have said.
That's real, though.
Any interest in cool, any go see this cool show. It's great. Awesome. Season 3 is coming out. We'll probably talk about it because it's cool and we like it.
Yeah.
There you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
What's next?
Okay. Let's just. Okay. How did we hear about this film first?
I don't know. We were looking for movies to go see and we were looking at what's upcoming soon and we found this movie.
Yeah. So we watched this trailer. And I'm just going to tell you what it is. It's called Love Me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a movie about a satellite and a buoy.
Yes.
Falling in love.
It is. Tell me, like, we could stop there. Tell me what that's about. Well, we read the description before we watched the trailer. It was like, a buoy and a satellite find love and, like, figure out their place in the world.
Yeah.
What? Who's getting the budget for these movies?
Yeah.
We might go see that just because of what the description is.
I want
that,
to, because so
that
bad.
Sounds hilarious.
In a story that spans billions of years, a buoy and a satellite meet online long after humanity's extinction. As they learn what life was like on Earth, they discover themselves and what it means to be alive and in love. It sounds... as funny and ridiculous as it sounds, it does sound like...
Watch it just be heartwarming. Awesome.
Watch it what?
Watch it be great.
Yeah, watch it be like the next best picture.
Yeah.
Honestly.
We might go see that and talk about it just because, like, how do you not go see that?
I don't know if there's multiple ways I could not go see it.
Oh, yeah.
I could not just go see it at all.
That's true. We might just not.
We should go
we'll
see it. I think we should talk about it.
Well, yeah, that concludes Film Forecast.
Well, currently it has a 3.0 on Letterboxd also.
So. That's crazy.
Take that with.
I'm interested. It's got my attention.
I don't know. We'll see. So we're going to move on here. We might have to cut our last segment.
We'll see.
Depending on how long this
takes. We have two possible fun games.
I think we should start with hot takes.
Okay. New segment.
New segment.
New segment. Yeah.
Movie
hot takes. Just pretty simple segment.
Yeah.
We have three hot takes. We have what is called a mild hot take, a spicy hot take, and a nuclear hot take.
I'm just going to
does
take
that sound
my computer
cool?
So you cannot see.
Okay. I wasn't looking anyways.
Okay, good.
I'm not a screen peeker like you.
Whoa. Let's not point any fingers here.
I'm not... too proud of my hot takes. I think they're good, but they're not going to, like, blow anyone's mind.
Okay.
But you've been hyping up your nuclear hot take for 2 days.
Well, we're not starting with it.
I know. I'm just excited to hear.
No, you're not.
I'm going to let you go first with your...
No, you could start.
Okay, I'll go first with my mild hot take.
What's your mild hot take?
My mild hot take is that Cars is by far the best Pixar movie. And that Cars 2 is top 3 Pixar movies.
I think I agree with you.
Yeah, and I think some people do. But this is something with Cars 2, especially. Everyone I meet in person thinks Cars 2 is really good. And everything I see, like, online on the internet, people hate Cars 2.
I love Cars 2.
So it's
2.
Like, what's happening? Because everyone I meet is like, yo, Cars 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
But Cars 1 is the best Pixar movie. And Cars 2 is at least top 5, if not top 3. That's my mild hot take.
I agree with you on the Cars 2 bit. Not the Cars is the best Pixar
movie. What do you think is the best Pixar movie?
I'm a huge fan of Ratatouille,
okay.
Monsters, Inc., and The Incredibles.
And those are probably, like,
any of those
top
three,
five.
Any of those three.
Yeah, I think those are all, favorite. Like...
I think Ratatouille is probably
I think those are all top five favorite. Pixar movies, but I think Cars is the best one. That's my take. Not that crazy.
It's a mild one. Not too crazy.
There you go. What's your mild take?
Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. We're sticking with the trend here. I know you haven't seen either of these, but for the people listening who have, it's better than Fury Road. It is. And that's all I'm going to say.
I think that is a hot take, actually.
It is a hot take. It's definitely more of a mild one, because it's just obvious that it's better. Fury Road is a montage approach. Furiosa is a mise-en-scene approach.
Mm.
And it is so much better and well thought out than Fury Road. And I'm not saying that Fury Road is bad, just so you know. Fury Road is top 5 action movies of all time.
Wow.
Furiosa is just better. Okay. That's my mild hot take.
Sounds good. I need to watch them.
And if that's my mild hot take, you better believe we're going to get ridiculous coming up here.
My spicy hot take is that...
Oh, boy.
My spicy hot take is that the Lego Batman movie is the best Batman movie.
That's true.
Like, better than The Dark Knight.
It's and the Batman. It's the best Batman adaptation, yeah.
I think it is. I think it's my favorite out of them.
Yeah. My favorite is The Batman.
Yeah, and that's totally fine.
But I don't disagree with you.
But the Lego Batman movie has made me laugh every single time I've ever watched it. And then it also makes you feel for Batman.
Yeah, that's
and
so real.
It's Legos too, which adds so much more.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best Batman movie. There you go.
All right. Nice take, dude.
All right, what's your mild?
My spicy.
Spicy, sorry.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is the second best Indiana Jones movie. Not wrong.
Incorrect.
No.
Okay.
It.
Tell me why.
It might be... I don't think it's better, but it might be on par with Raiders.
No way.
It is so good. And I haven't seen it in a while. It's been probably 2 months.
Mm-hmm. It's like 2 months? Yeah. That's not a while.
It's so good. It might be. I don't know if it's better than Raiders, but it's probably my favorite Indiana Jones film.
Okay. Wow. I think it's like the fourth best Indiana Jones
film.
I think Crystal Skull no way is you're better than Temple.
No.
I think it's more enjoyable.
No, dude. That's crazy. I think
Indiana Jones for me, it's Raiders and then Last Crusade and then Crystal Skull and then Temple of Doom and then the new one that I couldn't finish watching. I was so bored.
Yeah. Well, hey, at least you have dialed Destiny last. That's all I'm going to say about that.
There you go. I didn't hate Temple of Doom, but that's a spicy take.
Love Temple of Doom.
That's crazy.
So much.
I feel like most people would disagree with that.
Yeah, they probably would. That's why it's my spicy one. But if that's my spicy one,
I'm excited.
Oh, boy.
Here's my nuclear take.
Oh, boy.
So we all know Steven Spielberg. Great director.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's nothing bad about Steven Spielberg.
Oh, okay. Oh.
He's made some great movies, obviously, like Jurassic Park and everything. My favorite Steven Spielberg movie is Ready Player One.
Oh.
Like, over Jurassic Park and, like, E.T. and, like, other things that he's made. I think it's my favorite.
Yeah, that is definitely a nuclear hot take.
See, I don't think that's, like, insane.
No, I don't think that's insane either.
Like, 99% of people would disagree with me on that.
My favorite Spielberg is Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
So, which is probably a nuclear hot take
that's
by itself.
That's definitely also a nuclear hot take.
But that's not my nuclear hot take.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think people know how much I like Ready Player One for, like, no reason. I think it's the coolest movie, like, ever. It's, like,
Yeah, your introduction to that was really good because I totally thought you were going to say something like, yeah. He's overrated.
I think
or
it's gone down for me a lot. I had it in like my top 5 for forever. But
oh,
it's
really?
Like, it's still in like the top 20 or something.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
There you go.
Well, that is quite nuclear.
Yes. I'm so excited to hear.
Oh, gosh.
What's your nuclear hot take?
Let me just preface with this. My nuclear hot take is associated with the DCEU.
Okay.
And you still probably can't guess.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, boy. I really, really enjoyed The Flash.
Okay.
I don't think it's that great of a movie, but I loved it when I first watched it.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not Ginseng.
Oh. I thought you hated that movie.
I don't like it because I'm a big fan of the Flash character. And I didn't like it.
Okay.
But I didn't think it was, like, terrible to where that's an insane take.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my... Well, we could probably flip my spicy nuclear one then.
Yeah, I think your spicy take was more insane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think The Flash is that great of a movie. I just loved it when I watched it.
Yeah, like, I think it was fine. I think just Ezra Miller just stinks as The Flash.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't think he did a bad job.
I mean, it was fine.
But also, like, for what they were given, that is the best movie they could have produced.
I guess so. The whole time I watched it,
you need some way to make that happen.
Yeah. Phenomenal. I just feel like the whole time I watched it as well, I was just like, oh, so this movie doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
To, like, what's basically happening in the future. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it was fine. I mean, it was fun. The entire, like, last action sequence, like, looks awful.
Yeah.
And I just didn't love, I don't like Ezra Miller. But, yeah, okay. Well, hot take.
Oh, I thought that was going to be more of a hot take.
Yeah.
But
it was still good. It was
okay.
Good talk to
you. All right.
So, yeah, we have like 5 minutes left. We have another segment. I don't think we have time.
I just want to give you, well, I guess my this or that's. Do you have any like really good this or that's?
I have some good ones.
Because we got a brand new segment.
this or that.
This or that. We'll spend like 3 minutes.
Yeah, we'll spend a few
minutes. Just give me your best ones.
we can just go kind of fast. Here we go. I have here, this or that. The Shawshank Redemption or Despicable Me?
What? The Shawshank Redemption. You really think I'm going to pick the first Despicable Me over that?
I mean, you
the
could.
Second one's better.
Okay, Shawshank Redemption or Despicable Me 2?
Despicable Me 2.
Really?
El Macho is like a prime villain, dude. He's dude, fire.
Despicable Me is so good.
I like the second one more.
I get happy every time I watch the Despicable Me.
Hey, I do really enjoy the first one, but the second one's better.
That's true. I should have said the second one. It is better. Okay, that was one of mine.
Okay. Morbius or Kraven the Hunter?
Oh. Well, no, that's lame. Well, we talked about this.
Yeah, I know. These are so uninspired.
I think Kraven's better.
Okay.
I do too. But they both stink.
They definitely do.
Here, I'll give you... I don't know if you can answer this in like 1 minute.
You put way more thought into this than I did.
I didn't really. Well, we can go through these quick. Here, just two of the best action movies ever. John Wick 4 or Mission Impossible Fallout.
Fallout.
Okay.
No question. It took me less than a minute to answer.
I would say John Wick 4. No. But I think better. Fallout's a 5-star movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. That's like just two of the best action movies we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have one more?
Yeah, you want this?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Freebirds or Megamind?
Megamind.
Oh, come on.
By
where is the Freebirds love?
We've been talking about how much we actually really like Freebirds, but no way.
Freebirds is a 5-star movie.
Megamind is way better. Megamind,
it's literally
Megamind
the movie where they go
movie.
Back in time to the first Thanksgiving to take turkeys off the menu.
Freebird is, like, funny, a good movie. Megamind is a great movie.
Okay. I still like Freebirds more, no, but...
Megamind is incredible. Megamind's actually a 5-star movie.
You got...
I got one more. It's kind of just very broad, and I don't know if you can answer in like 1 minute. I'm going to say Star Wars as a whole.
Okay.
Or the MCU as a whole.
Oh, wow. It's got to be Star Wars.
Okay.
I don't really know if it's, like, I love both, but I do think I like Star Wars more.
Yeah, I would say that too. If we had time to talk about that, it would be a good conversation. But
we could probably talk about that.
Because literally, like, there's so many movies in both. And it's like...
Absolutely.
As just a franchise, unlike its head, I would say Star Wars as well. Because I'm obsessed with Star Wars.
Yeah.
But, like, there's so many movies in MCU that are so good.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being without, like, Infinity War and Winter Soldier and...
Right. Okay, I'm going to do my last one quick.
Okay, give it to me.
I wonder if this is going to be my best sister that. Captain America the Winter Soldier or Captain America Civil War?
Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Easily.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I know we both agree on that, and I think it's crazy that people don't agree with that. Actually, I don't think it's crazy. Civil War is an amazing movie.
I think
so it's fine.
I think it's wild that...
But I still think it's wild.
Civil War is the second best movie in the trilogy.
Civil War is the second best movie in your trilogy, and it's like top 10 easy
That's
Marvel
crazy.
Movies. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
We both like all the Captain America movies a lot.
I do. He's my favorite, so that's
yeah. why. Winter Soldier.
They're great movies.
Top three MCU movie. I think Absolutely. It's your number one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, guys.
We did it. Again. We did it again. We filled an hour. Full hour. We probably could have talked for longer.
Yeah, we could have talked about a lot of things for longer. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.
Thanks, Guy in Argentina.
Thank you.
Keep tuning in, please.
I hope you enjoyed this episode, Guy in Argentina. Funny. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening.
Honestly, thank you guys for listening. Yeah. We don't have that many listeners, but we're happy with those we have.
We are.
And we love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Go follow the Instagram.
Absolutely. Go comment
something. We post random memes of things.
Yeah, post.
Sometimes.
We do. Actually, we're going to try and do that more because it's funny and interesting. Go make fun of our movie takes on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Give us comment traffic because
that puts us
in the algorithm more. So.
Yes. You can come tell us things to talk about as well. Maybe we'll talk
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you have a topic that you're really interested in that we haven't covered yet,
we'll shout you out. We'll give you a quick little shout out.
Yeah, for like all 50 of our listeners.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. We're going to go skiing now.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll go skiing. We'll probably post about it.
Maybe we'll post about skiing.
Heck yeah.
Well, thanks so much for listening. Yeah.
You can find us anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
Yes.
Including Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Listen Notes, RSS, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Deezer. That's all for two tickets, please, today. We will see you guys in the next episode.
See ya.